بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. وعن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ثلاث من كنا فيه وجد حلاوة الإيمان: أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما، وأن يحب المرء لا يحبه إلا لله، وأن يكره أن يعود في الكفر كما يكره أن يقذف في النار، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم، رواه البخاري. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, on the most precious gift of Iman, the perfect, pure, and absolutely compassionate teachings of the Deen of Islam that are applicable for all times, places, societies, need for reinterpretation or being watered down or being liberalized or being non-applicable to any situation. And we try and listen to the value and the beauty that is attached to Islam, that a person never becomes apologetic or looking for loopholes in, or suffers an inferiority complex about any aspect in the pure commands of Allah Ta'ala as manifested in the most pure Shariat of Islam. Now, as we build up to the occasion of Qurbani, many lessons from the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Khalilullah, the bosom and beloved friend of Allah Ta'ala. In Surah Al-Mumtahina, Allah Azza wa Jal says, قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ. There is a beautiful example to be emulated for the believers in Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and those who were with him as believers. Now here, let us contextualize what we are discussing, that as a Muslim, one never suffers an inferiority complex or is apologetic about Islam. Ibrahim alayhi salam, by Allah Ta'ala, is described hanifan, that he was one alone in an entire nation, but remained steadfast, did not deviate, did not succumb to the pressures of society, of the majority. In fact, he was an absolute minority. When he said to his people, firstly, one is to abstain from the heinous act of idol worshipping, ascribing partners to Allah Ta'ala that they were involved in. So one is to abstain and refrain. But he also took it further and said, "Inna bura'a'u minkum wa mimma ta'buduna min dunillah." We completely absolve and distance ourselves from that which you worship besides Allah Ta'ala. So a believer with yaqeen, with absolute conviction, knows that the obedience of Allah Ta'ala under all circumstances, despite the fact that he was an absolute minority and individual, he emphatically says that I separate and absolve and distance myself from what you are involved in. In fact, he even takes it further, and so ironic that this attempt that is being made to present a modernized or a liberal form of Islam with flowery titles of world peace and unity, the Abrahamic Accords, ironic that it is named after him, trying to equate Judaism, Christianity and Islam as on equal par, whereas Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam not only distanced himself and the only deen of acceptable to Allah Ta'ala after the coming of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as verse recited in the opening verse, whomsoever seeks an other than Islam, it will never ever be accepted from that person. Belief in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beloved Habib, as the final and greatest of Allah's messengers, it is imperative for a person to believe, or else that person is doomed to eternity in the fire of Jahannam in the Akhirah. So Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam takes it even further, where he says, "Kafarna bikum wa bada baynana wa baynakum al-adawatu wal-baghda." Not only separate himself, he says, "We completely refute that which you stand upon." And then he takes it even further, clear enmity and despisement between myself and you until such a time that you return to belief in the one Allahu Azza wa Jal. So the honor of Islam, this great ni'mah and favor of Allah Ta'ala, to appreciate it, to value it. Yes, if we have practical weaknesses in any of the injunctions of Allah Ta'ala, to acknowledge it, to feel ashamed, to beg Allah for forgiveness, and make a firm intention to correct that wrong, then the doors of Tawbah and Allah Ta'ala's mercy are always open. But what we never do is try to tamper with, alter, change, or water down the perfect and most pure teachings of the Deen of Islam. Sahaba radiallahu majma'in, when they were being persecuted severely in Makkah Mukarramah, at one point Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged them, the most oppressed of them, to migrate away from Makkah Mukarramah in order to have some peace in the practicing of Islam, to give Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a lightening of his worry and concern of Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in's persecution. So they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Where should we migrate to?" Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gestured towards a part of this very continent, the northeastern part of this continent, Abyssinia, Habasha. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remarked about it, "Ardu Sidqin," it is a land of truth. "Wabiha malikun la yudlamu indahu ahad," and the king who rules over it, referring to the Najashi, is a man of integrity, where no oppression takes place in his court in any manner whatsoever. Justice and fairness prevails at all times. And so a group of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, in two migrations that totaled eventually 83 individuals, some as family units, husband and wife, some as individuals. But to summarize the important lesson that we learn from that great incident, he initially allowed them to live and practice Islam freely. The disbelievers of Makkah sent two of their most potent emissaries, Abdullah bin Abi Rabi'ah and Amr ibn al-As, later on guided to Islam, the conqueror of Egypt, Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu. They come with the choices of gifts as bribes for the senior generals and confidants of the Najashi, coax them into giving their opinion that he should hand over and return Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. Hadhrat Najashi, who Allah himself guides to Islam later on, not long thereafter, as per the words of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was a man of fairness and justice, reprimanded his close confidants who had fallen into those bribes, that how can I hand them over without giving them a fair hearing when they have chosen me over all other kings? The delegation of Sahaba radhiyallahu anhu ajma'in appear in his court. And inshallah, another time we will discuss the amazing introduction of Sayyidina Ja'far bin Abi Talib radiallahu an, brother of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, of how beautifully he had explained Islam. Let us refer to the books of Seerah, specifically the Seeratul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and read in detail how he described Islam. A beautiful description if any non-Muslim asks us about Islam. And that is a discussion on its own. But two important points related to our topic, that no matter what the pressure, what the situation, a Muslim never feels apologetic or suffers an inferiority complex or tries to liberalize or modernize or water down Islam to appease the powers that be at the time. Let us remember, contextualize. Severe oppression in Makkah Mukarramah, and that is why they had migrated. Here, the possibility of them being returned to even severe punishment and torture. When they entered the court of Najashi, Hadrat Najashi radiallahu anhu, has the honor that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam later on is a speciality to him only, in absentia performed his salatul janazah, the normal protocol was to prostrate. They did not do so. On being questioned by the senior ministers and confidants in the court of Najashi as to why they did not observe this protocol of respect, no compromise whatsoever, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that we make sajda to Allah and Allah alone and none but Allahu Azza wa Jal, and therefore we cannot compromise that. A second instance, when they had explained Islam, Najashi radiallahu anhu, and heard the verses of Surah Maryam radiallahu anha, was extremely impressed. They threw a poisonous arrow, the two emissaries, saying that they have very differing beliefs about Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam that you as a Christian have. They were called back the next day. Again, no compromise whatsoever. When he asked them, what is your belief about Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam? He's a messenger of Allah, born miraculously to his chaste mother, born miraculously with the direct command of Allah Ta'ala without the means of a father. Najashi radiallahu anhu, when he had heard the verses of Surah Maryam, was reduced to abundant tears. His whole beard was moistened. When they explained the belief regarding Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, he picked up a small particle and said that what you are saying about Isa alayhi salam and what he had propagated does not differ even to the extent of this little particle that I have picked up. So again, the situation was dire, but they lived, practiced, and presented Islam in its pure form as conveyed by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we find many glorious examples. Hazrat Abdullah bin Hudhafa radiallahu an, in the 19th year after the Hijrah, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an sends an army to the Byzantine, the Roman lands. The Persian emperor had heard about the passion of Iman in Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, their willingness to die for Islam and die for the sake of Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without compromise. And he ordered that the captives be brought to him after a battle. Allah decreed Sayyidina Abdullah bin Hudhafa radiallahu an, in his shackles facing a powerful king of the time. The king said to him that let me make a compromise to you. Accept Christianity and I will set you free immediately. Subhanallah, what a beautiful answer. He says, death 1,000 times is more beloved to me than what you propose. I will never leave the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for anything whatsoever. He tries another angle and says that you are a bold man. Fine, do not become a Christian, but merely leave Islam. I will make you my personal aid and give you half of my country. And again, what a beautiful response, where he says, give me your entire country and the entire Arabia, and I will never ever forsake the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for even a split second. He then attempts the other angle that people of batil normally resort to, and that is by force and threats. He tells his army to hang up, and they throw spears around his hand and feet, and encouraging him to leave Islam. He's not deterred in the least bit. A boiling copper pot filled with oil is heated to extreme heat. One of the other prisoners are thrown into it. Hazrat Abdullah bin Hudhafa radiallahu ta'ala an watches the scene. The king says to him that you are next, and tells his army to take him away and prepare him to be thrown into the cauldron of boiling oil. And he starts to shed tears. The king is happily surprised that finally he is broken. And when he is brought and about to be thrown into that pot, he says, have you been broken now? He says, never. So he says, why are you crying? He says, I'm crying over the point thinking. And may Allah grant us that love and passion and yaqeen in the haqqaniyat and truthfulness of Islam. He says, the thought crossed my mind, I'm about to be thrown into the spot and I will lose my life. I'm lamenting the fact that I can give only one life for the sake of Islam, for Allah Ta'ala. I wish that I had lives equivalent to the hairs on my body, to give them all for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Subhanallah, may Allah grant us that yaqeen, conviction, save us. Allah Ta'ala, the challenge is extremely difficult as we go towards Qiyamah. Appreciate the ni'mat of Islam, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for it. No need for inferiority complexes. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, amongst those people who will taste the sweetness of Iman, is that person to whom Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are more beloved than anything else. And that person who despises losing Islam and hates it like he hates being thrown into a fire. May Allah Ta'ala grant us, in the words of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, when his generals advise him on his way to Palestine to dress more pomposely, ride a greater conveyance in comparison to the simplicity that he had in both of them, that you were the most degraded of nations and Allah guided you and gave you all the honor you enjoy is only because of Islam. And if you will think that izzah and honor is in anything other than Islam, then Allah Ta'ala will humiliate and degrade you. Take lesson from the valiant and brave heroes of Gaza at this moment against all odds. Let us not be fooled and become despondent by news in the Western media. The himmah, their courage, the losses that they're inflicting on the oppressive Zionist forces are amazing. Only with the qudra and help of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Reminder, inshallah, the collection that we try and donate is generously in our passion and love for Allah. This is the house of Allah Ta'ala. Also a reminder, inshallah, next week Friday, the collection will be as an annual basis towards the blanket collection where money will be collected, distributed in the underprivileged areas in our surroundings, inshallah, informal settlements, etc., with the niyyah that it becomes a means of hidayat and guidance and benefiting the creation of Allah for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, inshallah.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب أيها المسلمون فلنشكر الله عز وجل على سائر نعمه التي لا تعد ولا تحصى ومن أهمها وأعظمها نعمة الإسلام فإن الفوز والسعادة في الدارين متوقف على الموت على الإسلام فإن الله عز وجل قال ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين وقال عز وجل إن الدين عند الله الإسلام وعن سيدنا أنس بن مالك رضي الله عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ثلاث من كن فيه وجد حلاوة الإيمان من كان الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما وأن يحب المرء لا يحبه إلا لله وأن يكره أن يعود في الكفر كما يكره أن يقذف في النار أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه البخاري وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم قد أفلح من هدي للإسلام ورزق كفاتا ورزق كفافا وقنعه الله بما آتاه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل الله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن جميع أهل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خصوصا أزواجه المطهرات ولا سيما عن خديجة الكبرى وعائشة الصديقة وبقية الأزواج وعن أولاده المباركة وبنات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم زينب ورقية وأم كلثوم وفاطمة الزهراء وعن سيدنا الحمزة وعباس وعن أمير المؤمنين معاوية بن أبي سفيان رضي الله عنه وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين وعن سبطيه المحبوبين المباركين سيدنا الحسن وسيدنا الحسين رضي الله عنهما وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أهلف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم ردنا ورد جميع المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين في سبيلك في كل مكان وخاصة في غزة وفلسطين عامة والشام والعراق والهند وكشمير وبرما وتركستان والسودان والتركية وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها اللهم اجعل هذا البلد وسائر بلاد المسلمين آمنة مطمئنة اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين وحرر المسجد الأقصى بقدرتك يا أرحم الراحمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أتموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل Let's fill in the gaps in the safs in front of us. Once we're in the saf, as close as possible. Fill in the gaps between the shoulders. Ensure that we are standing shoulders locked to shoulders so there are no gaps left once we commence the salah. Ensure that the heels are in a straight line. One of the means of unity in the ummah and the perfection of salah is to straighten the saf.
الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
يتم صفوفكم وسد الخلل استووا اعتدلوا تقاربوا الله اكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين اياك نعبد واياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. أنت ولينا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الغافرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شغلنا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأساتذتنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين في سبيلك في كل مكان. اللهم فرج عن كربهم وعن كرب المسلمين. اللهم بارك لهم في تدابيرهم وفي جهودهم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان عليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.